Hello. Well, that's the kind of spam that everybody likes to receive. Do you have any preference of order? Think she's still finishing her. Is it like a crank thing or something? Well, there's sometimes combinations. I mean, like calculators do combinations of battery with, but also using some solar power. I think it has to be only solar energy, but I don't know.
The case of the
to have a squeezable remote. If it's rubber, isn't it malleable anyways? I mean, it doesn't matter if it's double. I mean, isn't a rubber case mean it's completely flex? I mean, it flexes to whatever they want it to. I mean, so what's the difference between a normal rubber case and a rubber double curved case? Go rubber the whole way. I think push buttons is.
What about what?
Yeah.
They're saying they've just developed it, I'm just guessing, but it's going to be the most expensive option, probably.
The speech recognition option is, it doesn't seem really very promising for us, because the example that they're already using it for is with the coffee machine, where basically you can program a sample that that when you say something, it will give a response, and you program the response as well. It's just clips of that you record yourself. So you can program your coffee maker that when you say good morning to it, it says, hello, Rick, or whatever. But, I mean, it's not... It would be one thing if it was speech recognition where you say something and it turns the TV on, like, turn the TV on, and it comes on, but it's not that. It just gives you a verbal response. So, yeah, I mean, like, what's the point of saying, hello, remote? I mean, hello, how are you? Yeah, if you're really lonely, it is... It's no, that would be more promising. It's just a remote that talks to you. I mean, to certain cues.
Okay, so I'll go back maybe to the previous slide, and we can decide for each phone what we should choose. So okay. For the energy source, maybe go for the battery or the...
Yeah, I'm fine with the basic battery.
Basic battery. Cheap, cheerful, worked, does work.
Yeah.
Cheap option. Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go for the battery.
Yeah, so we wanted rubber double curved.
Okay, so then if we use double curved case, then we have to use keys.
So rubber keys, yeah.
It's cheapest all round, it sounds kind of funky. And we can
give an option of flat buttons or...
You still get repetitive strain injury when you're pressing a button or pressing a flat bit of screen. It's the fact that you're pressing the same, doing the same movement. It's not actually what you're doing. But the fact that this rubber is actually used in this anti-RSI specific.
Yeah. We're giving them a way to burn off steam, basically. Not that watching TV should be that stressful. Yeah. Oh yeah, I guess TV can be stressful, yeah, if you're watching sports. All right. All right. Yeah, some of what I have to say ties into what Catherine was just talking about. Okay, so I'm continuing with the user interface topic. And so basically, I consulted with our manufacturing division. It sounded like Catherine was also speaking with them. I also took Risa's marketing findings from the last meeting into consideration, because I think that's crucial as far as what keys we're going to include, what buttons we're going to include, and how they're laid out. And so the manufacturing division sent some samples of interface components that we might be interested in using that have been used in other products, like the coffee machine. So I already mentioned the speech recognition interface. So I guess we basically vetoed that idea. It's pointless. It's just a sample sensor, sample output. It would just be probably the most expensive part of our remote without any actual interesting functionality as far as operating the TV. So they also give the they suggested the idea of using a spinning wheel like you use on the side of an MP3 player like iPod. So we've already addressed that, and I think that would actually be worse for something like RSI. I mean, you got that thumb movement that you're constantly doing. The other suggestion, and I have a feeling that we're interested in something more general, but they suggested you know, going a little bit into a niche, like either gearing a remote towards kids where you could have a lot of colors. The keys might be, funny or playful in some way. Or something for the elderly where the remote's very large and the buttons are very large and there's only a few buttons. But, we can discuss this, but it sounded like from our last meeting we really wanted something that was general but done well. So the key layout and design are really crucial. You don't want you want people to be able to quickly access the buttons that they use a lot without always pressing the wrong one. And I didn't mention that we need a power button on one in our last. I can give you an example here of good layout and bad layout from our manufacturing department. So this would be an example of bad layout where you have volume up and volume down, but they have a V on both of them, so it's sort of confusing for the user. This was the example of the giant remote that's impossible to lose. And for something for kids. Yeah. And so... Yeah, I think my personal preferences of we've all kind of talked about and seem to be on the same page. So I was against the speech recognition and against going towards anything in a niche sense. I think it should be more general. I didn't think the spinning wheel or the LC display were crucial for us. And yeah, that's it for me. So we're not going to have any sort of display, I think. It's just going to be push buttons. I think we should have a limited number of buttons, ideally. I mean, like power, channel up, channel down, volume up, volume down, numerical, keypad. And some sort of, it will either have a lock button, like we mentioned, or a cover or something like that. I guess it's to the point where we need to decide about that. Well, now that we've decided on our...
Are we decided on whether we're going to supplement it with anything, colours or particular gimmicky bits to it? We're just going to go for something.
It seems like we wouldn't want to make it too busy and too sort of gaudy, but... I would say maybe a couple of colours, like a black with yellow in somewhere, like maybe the RR can be yellow or something like that. I guess the fact also that we are having a rubber case would prevent us from having the cover function that we thought of before. I mean, so if we want to have a lock of some sort, it would have to be a button. But I think that should be, I can speak with the button department, but I think that it should be easy to have a button that just prevents the other buttons from operating. So that should be simple.
Are for next year.
Well, it should be maybe cutting edge in some sense. I mean, have something that's a little more technologically advanced than what's on the market. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I mean, these first two points we've already sort of gone away from because our rubber one is not fancy. I mean, it's different, but I wouldn't say like a rubber remote is fancy. If that's what people want, then maybe we're going in the wrong direction, and it's not technologically innovative either. So is the advantage of Bluetooth that you can just like synchronize it with other electronics? And that's basically what it allows you to do, right? Yeah, that wouldn't be the remote so much. I mean,
no, but if you get Bluetooth on the remote, you'd be able to.
The television would have to be.
I was just trying to find an advantage. What advantage would
there
get?
There is no such thing.
Like, it doesn't have to be, you know, Bluetooth. That was just an idea. But, like, it needs to be something that, you know, is new. Whether it's battery, it could be something. Done for watches, but I haven't seen that for remote.
Okay, well, yeah, that's
then
very good.
It. Never have to change
the battery
again.
And this is all tying in very nicely. The fact that it's made out of this rubber, we can throw it about. We should encourage people to throw their remote controls about because it charges itself.
Yeah, so can. Yeah, we can make the squeezing of the rubber be the generating, like the energy generator. We're all about that. Okay, so we could have keys that are like a broccoli key and an avocado key or whatever. Yeah, that's great for us.
That's great.
Yeah, I don't know how we incorporate. We don't have to follow every trend, I guess. The power button could be like a big apple or something. They don't own all images of apples. Okay, we'll make it a big pomegranate. One thing I'm wondering about, I hope that we're not going like too much down a gimmicky road of having, I mean, if somebody goes into this store, they're going to see like three or four normal remotes and then a big spongy pink tomato remote. I mean, what are 90% of people going to take? I mean, that seems to work well with products like iPod, where, you know, you have a variety of colors that people feel like they're customizing it when they buy it, even, you know, just by the fact of choosing. Okay.
And I think you're going to get a chance to play with some clay.
All right. That sounds good.
And you're going to be working on the product evaluation. And I will be talking to the bosses, basically, and building up some more spam. Good. So we know for definite, you know, we've now got some definite things going on. We definitely know how it's powered. We definitely know that it's going to be a simple button. We're not going to be going for the new technological chip on print, expensive things. So we keep the costs down. It's this rubber casing that we can sell as fun and funky. Don't know of any other remote controls that are made out of this stuff. Standard stuff gives you the pest of strain injury. Well, this remote control is designed to do the complete opposite. It's supposed to fix it, rather than cause it. We're gonna as a sort of extra something on it. You know what extra things, other extra things this product have. We're looking at this lock key.
Right.
For sympathy. I mean, whether or not it happens. Always possible, I don't know, but something's looking for. Okay, I think that's well done, everybody.
All right.
Anyone have any questions? Everyone know what they're doing?
Yeah. I think we all know what we need to do now.
Okay.
Okay, I'll stay in here. Does the pay raise immediately come into effect on our next paycheck, or is that?
I think it's going to be part more of a profit sharing.
So we're buying we're getting futures in the company.
Yeah,
so we really have an incentive to make this remote work.
Yeah.
I'd like to share in the coffee machine profits because that's really doing well.
I want to share in the space rocket.
Yeah, yeah, I did too. This company has its fingers in a lot of different pots. Yeah, we're definitely not in the money-making department. I did notice looking at, I mean, they told you that they wanted whatever our product to represent the RR brand and to be immediately noticeable. I mean, if you look like at the coffee maker at the corporate webpage, it's not obvious RR. Well, it is to us because we worked here for years and we use that coffee machine, but it doesn't have the color scheme of the company anywhere on it. Obviously, it's just silver and black.
And the spaceship doesn't have the
no.
Massive R&R down the side of it.
Okay. All right, well, I guess that's us.